Last week, a shattered fan blade caused a Southwest Airlines CFM56 engine to explode in flight, resulting in the carrier's first passenger fatality in its 47-year history. The accident prompted the FAA to order mandatory emergency ultrasonic inspections of fan blades within the next 20 days. Southwest canceled 40 flights yesterday, 1% of its fleet, and announced 128 flights canceled today, 29 of those at Sky Harbor, to accelerate inspections, which the airline announced were voluntary and initiated before the FAA's emergency directive. Since Southwest isn't the only carrier to use this kind of engine, it remains to be seen if more schedules will be upended in the future. Joining us now to give us a picture of the airline industry post-accident is Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly. Seth, hi.
Good morning.
How significant to Southwest, first off, is this accident and some of the inspections it's had to move up and a number of the flights it's had to cancel?
Well, it's significant. Flights out of Phoenix, for example, have been canceled, as well as others around the country. In the context of a giant airline, we're talking now about, something like 1% of its schedule being canceled. Now, that's a lot more than a typical day, although less than, you might have, let's say, if there were, a bad winter storm in the Northeast or a hurricane in the Southeast. Somewhat fortunate, too, in terms of timing here, that if you think about peak travel periods, here we are beyond, spring break, Easter, Passover, that peak period, but still well before the next peak period, which is Memorial Day weekend. So if you're going to have this happen, this is not all that bad of a time. Also, in terms of airlines, Southwest kind of benefits from the fact that the way it schedules its service, it tends to operate a lot of flights in markets. On average, 3 or 4 flights a day from Phoenix to a given destination. In some cases, many more than that. So it sort of has the luxury of, during an off-peak period when flights aren't too full, maybe being able to cancel one flight, move people onto other flights to the same destination without too much impact.
Now, this particular engine is used on aircraft that other carriers use, including American Airlines, Delta, United, some carriers in Europe as well. How might this impact those carriers in terms of their needing to inspect as well?
Yeah, the impact is clearly growing here. The FAA issued an emergency order Friday, basically saying that certain engines, depending on how old they are or how long it's been since they were inspected, that airlines have, for the ones that are really the focus of that, 20 days to do all these inspections. So you can imagine that there are going to be people who are going to have their flights canceled here in the next, roughly 2.5 weeks now that remain during that period.
Well, how significant is it that those inspections are done in a timely manner, not just for the trust and confidence of passengers, but also, as you said, we're kind of in this valley now after the Easter spring break rush, but before summer travel? I would imagine the airlines really want this done soon.
Absolutely. And look, obviously, I mean, it's a cliche, but it's true that safety comes first, right? I mean, even if the timing were worse, I'm certain that the FAA wouldn't have taken any different view of that. It's just kind of lucky in terms of disrupting people that it's not all that bad of a time of year to do it. Airlines from the standpoint of minimizing inconvenience would rather do it, would rather get it done before the next peak period, but not have to do it all so quickly that you end up, getting into those numbers of cancellations where even during a period like this one, you end up disrupting a lot of people. So, overall, if you're going to have something like this happen, and again, here we are talking about, very mundane things alongside a tragedy that happened last week, but just in terms of the operations, it works out reasonably well for them.
All right, that's Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly. Seth, good to talk to you. Thank you.